April 4, 1928. How the Word is everything in God. Knowledge is the bearer of the divine act and of the possession of divine goods for creatures. Cure that Jesus prescribed. I was doing my round in the divine fiat, and many things about the supreme volition wandered through my mind. So I thought to myself, how can it be that if the knowledges about this divine will become known, then its kingdom can come? If he did so much for the coming of the kingdom of redemption, the mere knowledge of it was not enough, but he worked, suffered, died, performed miracles. Will the knowledges alone be enough for the kingdom of the divine fiat, which is greater than redemption? But while I was thinking of this, my lovable Jesus moved in my interior and told me, my daughter, in order to form the smallest thing, creatures need works, steps and raw materials. But God, your Jesus, does not need anything to create and form the greatest works and the entire universe. For us the Word is everything. Was the whole universe not created with the Word alone? And in order for man to enjoy this whole universe, it was enough to know it. These are the ways of our wisdom. In order to give, we make use of the Word. And in order to receive, man must have the knowledge of what we have said and done with our Word. In fact, if a people does not know all of the varieties of plants which are spread throughout the whole earth, it cannot enjoy, nor can it be the owner of the fruits of those plants, because in our Word there is not only the creative power, but united with it there is also the communicative power, the power of communicating to the creatures what we have said and done. But if they do not know it, nothing is given to them. What did man add in order to enjoy the light of the sun and receive its effects? Nothing. Nor did he add anything to the water he drinks, to the fire that warms him and to many other things created by me. However, he needed to know them, otherwise it would have been for him as if they did not exist. Knowledge is the bearer of the life of our act and of the possession of our goods for creatures. Therefore, the knowledges about my will have the virtue of forming its kingdom in their midst, because this has been our purpose in manifesting them. And if in redemption I wanted to descend from heaven to take on human flesh, it was because I wanted to descend into all human acts to reorder them. More so, since Adam had withdrawn from our divine will to content his humanity, and by doing this he disordered himself completely, he lost his state of origin. And I had to follow the same way, to descend into a humanity so as to reorder him again. And everything I did in it was to serve as remedy, medicine, example, mirror, light, to be able to put decayed humanity in order. Now, having done all that was necessary, and still more, so much so that I had nothing else to do, I did everything, and I did it as God, with surprising ways and with invincible love in order to reorder this decayed humanity. And man cannot say, Jesus has not done this to cure us, reorder us and place us in safety. Everything I did in my humanity was nothing but the preparation and the cures I prescribed so that the human family might recover, to return once again into the order of my divine will. So, after about 2,000 years of cure, it is just and decorous for us and for man that he no longer be sick, but that he be healthy again so as to enter into the kingdom of our will. This is why the knowledges about it were needed, so that our creative power which speaks and creates, speaks and communicates, speaks and transforms, speaks and wins, might speak and make new horizons, new suns rise for as many knowledges as it manifests, in such a way as to form so many sweet enchantments that, amazed, the creature will be conquered and invested by the light of my eternal will. In fact, nothing else is needed for its kingdom to come but the two wills kissing each other, one dissolving within the other, my will, giving, and the human will, receiving. Therefore, just as my word was enough to create the universe, it will be enough to form the kingdom of my fiat. But it is necessary that the words I have spoken and the knowledges I have manifested be known, to be able to communicate the good that my creative word contains. This is why I insist so much that the knowledges about my will and the purpose for which I manifested them be known, to be able to realize the kingdom which I so yearn to give to creatures. And I will overwhelm heaven and earth to obtain the intent.